In memoriam, National Pro-Life leader Jim Sedlock was number one enemy of the evil of Planned Parenthood in America. By Dr. Susan Berry on January 12, 2022. National Pro-Life leader Jim Sedlock, 78, died Monday before the release of his report exposing more of the activities of abortion industry giant Planned Parenthood. In a press statement about Sedlock's passing, American Life League, ALL, co-founder Judy Brown referred to her longtime friend and fellow advocate as the number one enemy of the evil of Planned Parenthood in America. According to the statement, on the day he died, Sedlock, who served as ALL's executive director, was expected to appear on a morning radio show to discuss ALL's soon-to-be-released 2021 Planned Parenthood Facilities Report. From the very first moment I spoke to Jim, there was no doubt that he was an expert on the ways that people in grassroots movements could be most effective in fighting Planned Parenthood, Brown shared, adding. He spoke from experience, and he always knew exactly what to do to ruffle the feathers of those who promoted a culture of death. Jim was a faithful Catholic who had an incredible devotion and led not with words, but by example. I believe this is the single greatest reason why he was so effective in battling the Planned Parenthood poison in our midst. Planned Parenthood feared him, and with good reason. Former Planned Parenthood manager turned pro-life advocate Abby Johnson confirmed Brown's description of Sedlock. When I worked at Planned Parenthood, their greatest threat was one humble man named Jim Sedlock, said Johnson, the founder of And Then There Were None. They were terrified of him. Sedlock was the co-founder of STOP, a program laser-focused on eliminating Planned Parenthood, and the founder of STOP International. When STOP merged into ALL in 1998, Sedlock took on a vital role in the organization's leadership. ALL observed the essence of his work. The primary emphasis of Sedlock's work was showing the world Planned Parenthood's dirty laundry. His recent work on the 2020 Planned Parenthood CEO Compensation Report, released by the American Life League in December 2021, shone a light on inherent racism throughout Planned Parenthood. Sedlock was unsurprised to see racial bigotry turning up at ALL levels of the taxpayer-funded abortion organization. There is an obvious disparity in the way that Planned Parenthood treats its executives of color, Sedlock noted in the report, and that allows for an organizational environment that disregards and disrespects leaders that are not white. That's rather telling for a business with admitted beginnings in eugenic efforts to keep black women from reproducing, he asserted. ALL observed as well that Sedlock was recognized as a leading expert in the pro-life movement. Planned Parenthood Federation of America named him as one of the most active fighters against Planned Parenthood sex education programs, ALL said. Additionally, Sedlock expressed concern about the integrity of the Catholic Church. According to ALL, he, along with his American Life League colleagues, found abhorrent the idea that some priests and bishops were allowing abortion-promoting politicians to partake of Holy Communion. In addition to his ongoing efforts to stop Planned Parenthood, Sedlock was deeply engaged in protecting Christ in the Eucharist. "We will miss Jim," shared Brown. "His absence leaves a hole in our hearts. But the lessons he taught will live on, as will his memory in our hearts, in our work, and in our commitment to serve God first and foremost." Father Frank Pavone, National Director of Priests for Life, spoke of his and his organization's sadness at Sedlock's passing. Despite his greater physical challenges in recent years, Jim's commitment to the cause of pro-life, and his zeal for exposing the truth about Planned Parenthood, never weakened one bit, he shared, elaborating. "Wherever I led various gatherings of the national leaders, whether in Washington, D.C., or here in Florida, or in Texas, or elsewhere, Jim would be there. And he would participate actively, always bringing fresh ideas to our strategy sessions." Jim was always a voice of experience, of faith, of prayer, and of leaving no unborn child behind, Pavone added. "This great movement will miss him, but will not stop learning from him." Sedlock is survived by his wife, Michaeline, their three children, and 10 grandchildren.